This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
An editor-at-large at the DailyMail.com, Piers Morgan. Didn't we once compete against each other? Weren't we like enemies? No, we were always fine. Good to see you, sir.
It's great to be back in the show, Sean. You're always charming in victory, I have to say.
Charming, nothing. It was never personal. There's 100,000 other channels. I'm trying to compete against all of them. You say Mueller's team is panicking and fishing. I agree with you. I don't think they've ever found anything related to collusion, and they just keep springing off into these other, well, he fired Comey. He has an absolute right to fire James Comey. And it's actually scary in terms of what I believe is a fishing expedition, and I think you agree with that.
I do, and actually, I find it extraordinary that James Comey, a former boss of the FBI, is able to write a sort of tell-all book right in the middle of the Mueller investigation. I mean, this wouldn't happen in many other countries, Sean, that you wouldn't be allowed to do this, peddling all sorts of lurid and ridiculous details to the world. And it makes me think this, Donald Trump fired him because he didn't trust him, right? Well, he was right, wasn't he? When you read the stuff that's pouring out of his book, Donald Trump was absolutely right not to trust James Comey. And in relation to the wider Mueller probe, I just think what's happening here is that they tried to get the proof on Russian collusion. They want to prove to the world that Donald Trump collaborated with Russians to fix the election. That's why he won. No other reason. Has to be that. And so far, they have singularly failed to establish that. So now they're moving the goalposts. Now they're moving to stuff about his private life with allegations involving women going back more than 10, 15 years. Two things about this, Sean. I don't think people care about Donald Trump's sex life. I don't think it's on the same scale of misdemeanor, even if it happened, to what we saw happen with a Democratic president, Bill Clinton, who, let's not remind ourselves, had sexual relations with a young intern in the Oval Office while he was president. But thirdly, I don't think the voters care. I don't think people are out there going, wow, can you believe Donald Trump may have had a few flings 10, 15 years ago? So to me, they're now going after him purely to embarrass him, purely to try and diminish him, to degrade him as president. And I think that this is because they're unable to get the Russia collusion line to stick.
So NBC News, supposed to be, you know, a trusted news organization, they're actually saying tonight that Robert Mueller is going to report on at least four findings of Trump and obstruction of justice. Here's what it is. One, the intent to fire Mueller. Not that he fired him, that he had a thought. It's like, oh, okay, we're going to punish his thought. The second one is, oh, did he craft a statement about the meeting in Trump Tower or have anything to say? Did he talk of pardoning witnesses? The power of pardon, as you know, Piers, is absolute for a U.S. president. And fourth, pressuring Jeff Sessions not to recuse himself. He didn't have time because Jeff Sessions didn't tell him he was recusing himself, and he recused himself the day after he was confirmed. So I'm listening to this is what represents news. You live in Great Britain. I love tabloid news. You guys are great at it. We have pretty good tabloid news in New York. This is such garbage. And yet I think.
It is, Sean.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. And what you just played there from Joy Behar, let's just remind ourselves what she has just said on a mainstream show to America. She has actually said that Donald Trump is somehow worse than Kim Jong-un or Vladimir Putin. Right, Kim Jong-un is one of the world's worst, if not the worst, dictator. A man who has repressed his people beyond any scale that we have seen in modern times. He starves them, he beats them, he tortures them, he poisons them, he kills them. Recently we had an American student who was tortured and later died after being held in terrible captivity for nearly 2 years because he took a poster off a wall. That's the kind of person that you're talking about with Kim Jong-un, a man who, along with his father, for 3 decades has threatened to destroy America at every chance he
and
gets
Comey's
to say it.
Comparing...
And we're supposed to believe that the President of the United States is worse? I think it's ridiculous.
And Comey comparing the President to one of the most infamous murderers of all time, Sammy the Bull. All right, Piers, great to see you. Thank you for being with us.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here on the West Coast, where the sun is shining, a little overcast. It's the typical, you know, California weather, late night, early morning, low clouds. You got some fog in the morning. Nothing like they got in Minnesota, all kinds of, 4 inches of snow there, Brad?
Pretty
Hey, what is going on here? I mean, come on. The calendar, it's April. Yeah. It's snowing there. I mean, Liz Peek's in New York, and Liz, are you seeing any dust up going on there in the east there?
Oh, for heaven's sakes, we had 4 inches of snow yesterday.
Yeah. Gee, what is going on here? I mean,
I know. See,
and you don't want to know where I'm at, where I'm heading, because I'm following the sun. Because from here, I go to Maui. What a bummer,
oh,
huh?
Oh, good decision.
Well, I want to stay away from all this snow. Liz Peek, a columnist from FoxNews.com, contributor to The Hill, spent over 20 years on Wall Street, most of them as a top-ranked research analyst. Liz, you know, the president is calling out Democrats on this DACA deal, saying it is dead. I mean, he's really fed up, you know, the lack of participation and help from the Democrats, and he doesn't seem to be getting much help from either Mitch McConnell or Paul Ryan on this issue. So he says, well, the heck with you guys, and I'm going to fire a salvo, and these guys, let's let them know that the 2018s are underway, and I'm going to start it off and, you know, start off with the starter pistol and fire the salvo across the bow of their boat and say DACA is dead, right?
Well, look, I think sometimes having someone in the Oval Office who is a real political neophyte is refreshing. And this is one of those moments. I think he is genuinely surprised and shocked that the Democrats simply let this DACA issue rest, that they didn't go to the walls about it. And here's why. And, Bill, and I think you and I have talked about this in the past. Mm-hmm. Democrats don't want this problem resolved. They want to use this as a talking point, as a cudgel, as we come up to the midterm elections. They can go out there and tell Hispanics that this Republican administration and the Republicans in Congress don't care about their future, that they're anti-immigrant, anti-Latino. And, you know, they can point to the fact that President Trump, and I've heard this, by the way, on mainstream media radio stations recently, that President Trump ended DACA. That's the talking point. As we all know, he ended DACA, if you want to put it that way, only because he feared that the courts were going to basically throw the whole program out, which would have left all those hundreds of thousands of young people really adrift.
Yes.
He gave Congress, again, in his naivete, he assumed that 6 months might be enough time for Congress to actually get something done on DACA. Well, we now we know better. Now he knows better. But the truth is, there was no goodwill there. The Democrats basically stiffed his proposal, which, by the way, most reasonable Americans think is a reasonable proposal. So
exactly.
Shame on them.
Well, look at the president's ratings.
Yeah.
Rasmussen has him up at 50%. Of course, CNN and Joe Acosta did their deal, but they even couldn't deny the fact that his approval ratings have spiked a bit, even in by CNN standards.
Well, you know, I think the reason is that he so often lines up with the majority of Americans on so many different issues. Take the spending bill. Everyone, you know, with a brain in their head, looks at the $1.3 trillion spending bill and just says, what are they doing? I mean, this cannot possibly work. Mm-hmm. And they're correct. It's a terrible idea. And President Trump has come out and said, I won't sign another one. Well, he understands that this is not acceptable to the American people. We cannot have trillion-dollar deficits, for the foreseeable future. And that's what we signed on for. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think it's very interesting to me when you look at a lot of different issues. Let's take trade with China. You know, the establishment is jumping overboard. They're so alarmed about China retaliating with some tariffs of their own, et cetera.
128, supposed.
Yeah, let's get this straight, folks. We have a $350 billion annual trade deficit with China. Who do you think that is more important to, us or China?
Exactly.
It's more important to China. I mean, people imagine that our economies are the same size. They are not. We are still by far the dominant economy. We can do with those issues that have been raised or the tariffs have been slapped on various products because there are many other countries that want our goods. China does not have that luxury. We are the elephant in the room, and they know that.
Right. And they also are the elephant in the room when it comes to cheating.
Yes.
And they're being called out on that, as you tweeted out.
That's exactly right. They are finally being confronted by an American president who is not in thrall to the Chamber of Commerce crowd. Mm-hmm. Big business is not telling him what to do. And yes, they are aghast at this because for decades, big business in America, and this is a fair statement, and I am a champion of business, mm-hmm. but they have looked the other way willfully, allowing China to misbehave, to cheat, to steal our intellectual property, to hack, etc. All this is not a figment of Trump's sometimes fevered imagination.
Yes,
this
right.
is true.
Yeah.
And finally, someone's taken them on. I think it's great.
Well, it's awesome because this is the president who goes with a big headline, what have you got to lose? I mean, tell the Chamber of Commerce, look at you had your hat handed to you all these years, all your information, hard work, research, R&D, proprietary information has been stolen out from underneath you, either blatantly or, cyberly, and now we're calling them out on this, and, what, you want to continue with the same, I mean, it's like we've allowed them to hijack and steal from us over the years, and, now you've got a president, like you say, who is pulse, his finger is on the pulse of America and dealing with some, very practical, reasonable things here, Liz.
Yeah, and meanwhile, the to-do list piles up in Congress. I mean, last night, Fox News ran a story about how Congress was basically done for the year.
Yeah.
I think that's an exaggeration. I think there are things going on, particularly in the House. But, the Senate, to be fair to Mitch McConnell, Democrats have just tied up the Senate by demanding the maximum number of hours of debate over every single appointee, et cetera. It is borderline unpatriotic what they're doing, and I wish Americans would kind of raise their voices about this, because to not have people in important ambassadorial positions or important heads of agency positions, it's really not right. And you cannot expect a government to function well if there are not people in those important positions. But look, there's a lot of other things to complain about. That's just like a footnote at this point.
Exactly. Well, to me, I don't understand why Mitch McConnell just doesn't go full-blown nuclear. I mean, because this is on him. This is his leadership. And he's got to make something happen here and continuing to deal with the resistance and Democrats that do not want to give this president any kind of credit whatsoever. And they're not going to go along. They're going to resist every step of the way. It's like, okay, if that's the way you guys want to play, we're just going to nuke everything out. What do you say?
Well, I think that's right. I McConnell, I think there are two things. One is I think he would like to take the high road.
Mm-hmm.
And he knows that, you know, that guess what? 10 years from now, 5 years from now, the Senate may go Democrat, and then we're all going to regret that change
exactly.
The rules.
Secondly, Liz, we got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez, live.
killed me.
Bill Martinez live.
Hey, pursuing the truth no matter where it leads, because it's just that critical to this Democratic Republic in which we live in, and we're trying to hold together here. Just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Liz Peek, columnist for FoxNews.com, continues with us. Liz, I wanted to let you finish your thought regarding Mitch McConnell in terms of his attempt to kind of follow the high road, but my goodness, you're wasting time here, and if it's not working, Then here we are, the definition of insanity playing out on the Senate, right?
Let us also concede that the Republicans are a fairly difficult group, and we have some who are not necessarily going to support the measures that are undertaken or proposed by the White House. And the truth is, if he went to nuclear option and they failed to pass things like rolling back Obamacare or whatever, guess what? It's going to really be mud on their faces. So I don't think it is totally altruistic that Mitch McConnell has refused to go that route. I think he's also afraid that it might embarrass them.
Yeah. But, Liz, by virtue, we need to get all the Republicans together and say, spell this out. Do you think you're going to get 100%, and we're talking about the conservative caucus or these particular interest groups, are you going to get 100% of what you are vying for, or are you going to get a good bite of the apple here with a, Republican president in the Oval Office? Do you think that if Hillary or some other Democrat comes into the Oval Office, it's going to go much better for you? I mean, this is the time for you to move the ball up the field here and do it incrementally, right?
I totally agree, and you and I are normal human beings to think that way.
Oh, thank God.
Then you start to talk to people in Congress, and look, what are they focused on? If you're in the House of Representatives, all you care about is getting reelected in November.
Right.
And one guy's, what seems reasonable to one bunch of constituents seems completely outlandish to another. So it is difficult to get them on the same page. The Freedom Caucus, for example, is a thorn in everybody's side, but the truth is they are responding to the voters who put them in office. You have to assume that they have done their homework and that they know what those voters want. And yes, sometimes they will break ranks and they will come together in the spirit of doing what's right for the country. Unfortunately, that's all too seldom. And by the way, the only good news is that Democrats have exactly the same problem. They are not a unified caucus, although I have to say they're a little bit easier to rein in than ours.
Mm-hmm.
But I think these are, kind of age-old problems. But I got to tell you, I saw a clip somewhere of Paul Ryan after the election saying, we are going to go big, we're going to go bold, we've got the House and the Senate and the White House, boy, what we can't do. And, what have we done? We've got one good Supreme Court justice, thank the Lord for that, and we've got tax reform done or tax cuts put through. That's, I got to tell you, there's not a whole, and that's not totally fair. Again, some of the stuff are below the headlines, changes in financial regulations, which I think are very important, changes to the National Labor Relations Board rulings, all kinds of things that we don't pay much attention to. But on the big things that really do concern most Americans, like health care, we are nowhere. I mean, and frankly, the health care thing is kind of unhappy because that is something, if you look at polling, what do Americans really worry about? The bad news and the good news is they worry less about jobs and the economy right now because we're doing so well.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, health care, again, is ascendant. That is something that everyone is concerned about. No one really sees any progress being made on reforming Obamacare. Okay, we took away the individual mandate, but we all know that that leaves the program weaker than it was before. What I would like to see is a full court press at bringing the private sector aboard.
Exactly.
There have been any number of mergers, combinations, efforts, salvos from the private sector, the Walgreens and the Walmarts and Amazon, to really getting engaged in this. Let's have a powwow. Let's get all these companies in the room and say, what can you do for us?
Exactly.
Walmart, as an example, has these low-cost clinics, and they are doing more in terms of lower pricing on prescription and non-prescription medications. That should be a really big initiative. If anyone can bring costs down, it's Amazon and Walmart. And I really don't know why, why there are not sort of more people in that field focusing on what is attainable there, because I think a lot is.
Yes. Well, there are concierge services across the country. Atlas MD, $50 a month, roughly, Liz, and you can see the doctor as often as you want.
Yeah.
Already, they've got pre-negotiated pricing on prescription drugs, 10 cents on the dollar. I mean, if they can do it, and they have like maybe 800-900 units across the country, offices that are participating in this, and there's others like them that are already handling it at a local level. Why can't we do it on a federal level? As you say, we've got people here, but we just need to get them all in the room and just, you know, take a detonator and just get rid of Obamacare once and for all.
Well, unfortunately, when you have a long trough, there are a lot of pigs feeding at it.
Yes.
And a lot of the, you know, think of the size of our federal health care disbursements. It's vast, hundreds of billions of dollars every year. So there are so many vested interests that feed at that trough, whether it's hospitals or prescription benefits managers, all these different segments. You know, it's very discouraging because, yes, someone is going to have to be dinged for the common good. And it's just, you know, there are K Street doesn't begin to define the lobbying effort that goes on in healthcare. It's probably an entire block, not just one street. And it's very discouraging because it really, you know, kind of restrains progress. But I am convinced progress can be made on this.
Well, if we do it on a free market basis, Liz.
Yes.
It'll happen because it rises. The cream always rises to the top, but you got to get the inhibitors out of the way, and K Street is part of it. And some of these paradigms, I mean, Barack Obama knew what he was doing. And Jonathan Gruber, when they set this up, they figured, look, once we let the cat out of the bag, I mean, it is going to be a firefight to put it back in. And that's exactly what's going on right now, because you have these businesses and institutions that have already re-engineered their organizations based on Medicare, based on all these other, you know, rules of play of Obamacare. Thank you very much. And it's going to be, to your point, it's not going to be an easy unwind, but I think it's very doable, and it's doable within the context of the free market. Market system, not the government coming in and getting in the middle of it.
Absolutely. I mean, for example, and we don't want to spend more time on this, Brian, but, you know, one simple thing is transparency.
Mm-hmm.
We all know stories of people who go to one hospital and they're told it's going to be a $30,000 thing to get their hip replaced. They go to another and it's $75,000. Mm-hmm. If you know those things, if the hospitals and clinics and stuff are made to publish their prices, right away, the cost of healthcare would come down.
Exactly.
It would become competitive.
Without a doubt.
Bill, if you and I ran this country, we would be so much better off.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because but we'd be shot by the second chapter.
Exactly.
That was my book I was going to write if I were king. And the final chapter is the king gets shot. Because people are making too much money based on the ineffectiveness of the situation. And that's why, you know, people sit there at their dining tables every night across America and they go, wow, this is insane. And you know what? We're paying for this on top of it.
Yeah.
Well, you're coming west. You're going to find out your eyes are going to be wide open to see that all that fake news has been telling us about the country, even California, that they're not as sold out. They're stopping to drink the grape juice any longer. And their eyes are wide open to the insanity that's happening here on the West Coast, Liz.
Well, I will take your word for it, but I can't wait to find it out for myself.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm encouraged because I was born and raised here in California, and I got to tell you, I was losing hope, but I see them fighting back with you know, this whole sanctuary city thing. They just you cannot justify it. It's total insanity, and they're fighting back. And I think this is going to open up some major problems for the Democrats here going forward on the West Coast. Liz Peek, columnist for FoxNews.com. Thank you, Liz.
Thank you. Take care.
You do.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Back with the America, Bill Martinez here. As always, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com for everything that you need to know, because that's the way we roll. Keep you, keep you in mind as we pursue the truth, no matter where it leads. And to this point, when it comes to your money, we've got America's Money Answers Man. Jordan Goodman is with us, nationally recognized expert on personal finance. For 18 years, Jordan was on the editorial staff of Money Magazine, where he served as Wall Street correspondent. Jordan, how you doing, buddy?
Great to be with you, as always, Bill.
Hey, always do our time together, and I think we have more fun than Mark Zuckerberg had yesterday.
I would say so.
A couple days ago.
He did not think when he was in his dorm room at Harvard that he was going to be testifying one day before the Senate and one day before the House, but that's what's happening here. It's just a major controversy, and Facebook has been one of the leading companies in the stock market, and it's taken a real hit to reputation and stock price based on this whole Cambridge Analytica situation. But it's kind of opened this Pandora's box about the whole social media business model, basically.
Yeah, has it. And this is all, you know, this thing is quite interesting. It was okay in 2012 when he worked with the Democrats and President Obama. All of a sudden, I mean, it was a pay-to-play deal. I mean, in as much as that it was a deal, they, you know, Cambridge paid for the information, and all of a sudden, all the progressives are screaming and yelling about it and crying out foul. And so what was the difference other than they just don't like Donald Trump?
That's a big part of it. I mean, but the big question is, what goes forward? Is there going to be legislation? Are there going to be regulations from the Federal Trade Commission? I mean, some people say that social media networks like Google and Facebook should become like public utilities, basically, which would ruin the entire entrepreneurial, freewheeling nature of what they do. But that's what some of the people in Capitol Hill are looking to do, is regulate them.
Yeah, it really will. It'll ruin it. I mean, you don't know. I mean, is there any evidence when the government has come in and regulated something that is better as a result?
Not too often.
There might be a few. Yeah, go
electric
ahead.
Utilities are pretty, good. They do get you the power.
Right.
And I guess the airlines, I would say, having air traffic control is a good thing if the government runs that kind of thing. But not a lot of other things I can think of.
Yeah, really. It's few and far between, that's for sure. But the other thing is that, it's coming out loud and clear, is that it has become, in a sense, a utility. And I think it's become even more powerful than Zuckerberg could imagine in his dorm room. I mean, it's one thing to connect people, but it's another thing to become a news service and as such a key influencer. I mean, my goodness, Jordan, I mean, when you and I were growing up, media companies could not have this kind of influence. And meanwhile, they find themselves way after the fact, they say they are government and Facebook and other institutions going, whoa, they are wielding an incredible amount of influence and power.
And money. I mean, a lot of the money that used to go to traditional magazines, radio, TV, newspapers, is all with Facebook and Google now. I mean, just literally tens of billions of dollars. So they've got a lot of financial clout as well as kind of influence clout, I guess you might say. So to take them down would really hurt the stock market. It would hurt a lot of shareholders who've made a lot of money with them. This is obviously where a lot of key employees, smartest people in the country, go to Google and Facebook. So they got to be careful with what they're dealing with here. I think it is good for people to have a sense of privacy. Although, do we have privacy? Does such a thing exist anymore? If you put up your birthday party and what you had for lunch and what your bowling scores, I mean, you're volunteering to put that out to the world. Do you think you have privacy if you set that
right,
up?
Exactly. I think privacy, yes, is part of it. But to me, the big thing is that it's an ideologue-driven institution. I mean, you know, what they're not addressing here is the corporate culture within the building, that humongous building there at Facebook. It is driven by liberals. And even though Zuckerberg, I mean, he had to smile within, you know, when they asked him about, checking the political affiliation of people before they hire. He goes, oh, we don't ask that question. Well, I think it's pretty evident. You walk in the building and you realize what you're walking into. I mean, you're not walking into the bastions of conservatism.
For sure. I mean, they say they have 20,000 people checking content, but only to prevent, like, racist things or violent things like that. But I mean, there have been cases where conservatives have been shut down because they didn't like what they said in verse. I guess they considered that incendiary or something. But
well, of course.
Yeah.
And that was the whole question that Ted Cruz was asking. Who's moderating this?
Exactly.
You know, who's given you the badge to go ahead and moderate this? Well, this is all self-controlled.
But do you want the government to do it, Bill?
No, I don't. What I want is that, and what we've been saying for quite a while here, is that it's about time, in much the same way as the cable outlets, how they evolved. Remember, they were all run by liberals and the mainstream media and everything. Now there was a choice, you know, thanks to Roger Ailes and Fox News. Now you got that choice, and the free market will heal itself.
Well, I mean, there are conservative websites. There's a lot of conservative websites out there as well. But Facebook is a platform. It's a platform that people go to, you know.
Right, exactly. But what I'm saying is there's got to be a matching platform, and that's what one of the senators was asking when he asked Mark Zuckerberg, do you have a monopoly here?
Right.
And he goes, well, it doesn't feel like it.
Yeah, there isn't another Facebook directly. I mean, Google is certainly something like it. But Facebook isn't really powerful. There's over 2 billion people around the world, though. Nothing even close to that.
No, absolutely no question whatsoever. But what's happening through all this exposure, Jordan, is people are realizing, I mean, privacy is one issue. The other thing is influence.
Right.
Do you really want to trust that Facebook is looking out for your best interest when it comes to information, especially in the political realm?
How are they going to stop? Okay, this whole Cambridge Analytica thing where people were having their information used for political purposes that I didn't know about. How are they going to stop that in the future without some censorship? It could go either way. But right. Somebody at Facebook is going to say, this goes through, this doesn't go through.
Well, one of the suggestions is what you do is you say, look, if they're going to use your information, yes, Facebook's paid for it, but how about the the unknown or now known participants? How about we getting a little bit of kickback, for the information that they're selling on us?
What people don't realize, Bill, is that the product of Facebook is you, the customer. Okay, they are selling you and the information about you to marketers and advertisers. And when people put all this information on there, they are showing what they're interested in. And that information is going to potential marketers to say, I want to sell them stuff because I know they're interested in it. That's why they're so profitable. But people putting stuff on there don't think they're the product, because they are.
Yes, without a doubt. And this is, again, this is all part of the exposure that has taken place here and that needs to be worked out. Now, is that something the government will control? If it does, then what happens is then the government becomes the product.
Right.
We the people no longer. We're edited out, right? So all the money, any money is going to go to the government. It's not going to come, you know, to the people who are deserving of it, because we're the ones that
it's
are being...
our information. That's right.
Exactly. We're the ones being sold down the river here, so to speak. So
it's a very controversial situation, and Congress is not really well suited to handle something this complex.
I mean, they couldn't even ask the questions or understand the answers. I mean, you know, you start talking, you know, pipelines and platforms, and you see everybody, you know, you see most of the senators with deer in the headlight looks, and I mean, it's like, oh my goodness,
it's just trying to regulate. It's very complicated, but they're not up to speed. They don't even really understand what Facebook is about or how it makes its money, frankly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So to regulate it when you don't understand it is usually not a good combination.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, they're behind the ball here, and I don't know how they're going to catch up. What they're going to try to do is put some sort of Band-Aid for the 2018 midterms and 2020 elections.
Yes.
But, the ultimate solution, I believe, the one that could be win-win for everybody, and forget about Congress, forget about our government, is let the free market handle it.
Yeah.
Just like what happened with Fox News and the evolution of Fox News, there will be a matching platform that will be more fair and cause... Facebook to change a little bit, but they're going to stay. I mean, they're so
dominant. Yeah,
exactly. Dominant and set in their place. They're not going
to
change.
I mean, Facebook, I think to some extent is going to try to change the privacy settings and allow mm-hmm. people to have a little bit more control. But the basic business model they have, where you give all your stuff for free, you can communicate, and then they sell that information to marketers, that is not going to change. You're right.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, Jordan Goodman, America's Money Answers Man, with us here on Bill Martinez Live. Always, Jordan, good to hear from you, and great insight here, and good stuff here regarding Facebook. How can the good folks be in touch with you?
MoneyAnswers.com is my website. I get emails from your folks all the time, and always glad to help them, Bill.
Thank you, Jordan. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. That's 800-301-1318.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful.
FakeTV.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour, and we're going to talk movies here, all right? Richard Boddington joins us, a film director, writer, editor, cinematographer, TV producer. His feature films include Dark Reprieve from 2008 and the family comedy film. You might also remember The Dog Father from 2010. Boddington's third feature film, Against the Wild, in 2014, was nominated for an Emmy Award, achieved worldwide distribution, and received the Director's Choice Grand Prize at the 2013 Rhode Island International Film Festival. Richard, good to have you with us here on Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Thank you so much for having me on. I'm doing great.
Hey, good to have you here. I want to talk about your new movie, The Great Elephant Adventure, which will be in theaters nationwide for one night only on April the 16th, which happens to be Save the Elephant Day, right?
That's correct. It's actually, the full title is actually Phoenix Wilder and the Great Elephant Adventure, and being brought to you by Fathom Events in theaters across the country this Monday night. Do you want me to give your listeners a quick rundown, Bill?
Yeah, go ahead. We've got time here. Go ahead.
Okay, great. Phoenix Wilder and the Great Elephant Adventure is about a 13-year-old orphan boy named Phoenix Wilder who's living in foster care after the death of his parents, and he receives word that he's going to go to Africa to live with his aunt and be adopted by her. His aunt is played by Elizabeth Hurley. Once he arrives in Africa, he goes out on safari. He becomes lost from his party, and as he is lost, he finds a giant bull elephant that's been caught in an elephant poacher's trap. He frees the elephant. The two of them become fast friends. And a few days later, Phoenix learns firsthand about the horrors of the elephant poaching crisis taking place in Africa. So he and the elephant team up, and they take on the elephant poachers together.
You know, and he's got a special name for the elephant, right?
He does have a special name for the elephant. The name he gives the elephant is Indlovu, which is Zulu for unstoppable one. He learns that name from an elderly Zulu man who runs the reserve where he is living just before he leaves to go on his safari.
You know, this is incredible how he, you know, meets up with this elephant. I mean, here he comes from a totally different society, and then to come face to face, as you say, with, you know, with life there in Africa and this poaching that goes on. This is an incredible trend. Talk about being thrown in the deep water of the pool right away, right?
Yeah, no, absolutely. He has to learn quickly. And, you know, it follows a bit of a classic Greek structure where the hero stumbles into the adventure and must rise to the occasion. I think it's an inspiring movie for the family. It is supported by the Dove Foundation and by Plugged In to or organizations that promote family-friendly content, that promotes strong values to young people. The character Phoenix embodies all of these things that we're looking for in characters. He stands up for what he believes in. He has been, in spite of the incredible odds that he faces, he displays a lot of courage and, of course, a lot of compassion for the elephants that he's now trying to save.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned Plugged In. Plugged In is, you know, we talk with Focus on the Family regularly every week, and with their director of Plugged In, Bob Waliszewski, and yep. And we're always on guard for, you know, healthy family values. Explain to our audience how this film does promote healthy family values such as honor, integrity, and compassion for others.
Yeah, well, just think that first of all, we've eliminated all of the traditional Hollywood draws that they like to put into movies. Parents can be assured that when they take kids that, you know, these days, Bill, even a PG film can have inappropriate content in it for families. There's nothing like that in Phoenix Wilder and The Great Elephant Adventure, so parents can know that, you know, that it's safe for their kids. But throughout the movie, as these challenges, you know, that Phoenix must face, he faces tough decisions, and, you know, he's a character who makes honorable decisions, good decisions. He's compassionate. He wants to help save the elephants. There's a very identifiable bad guy in the movie who is pretty bad. You know, he's out leading an elephant poaching syndicate. Phoenix takes him on. Phoenix wants to challenge him, stand up to him. And I think the message that it sends to young people is, you know, you're probably not going to go to Africa, meet an elephant, and take on a guy who has a private army. Probably not going to happen to you. This is a fictional movie, after all. But you are going to face obstacles in your life, for sure. And Phoenix Wilder is the kind of movie that helps kids understand how you can overcome challenges that you face in your life.
Well, I know as a parent, it's especially valuable when you see a movie and there's teaching moments along the way. And it would seem that this this film is loaded with these teaching opportunities. And you made a point in putting this movie together that it was suitable for all ages. You were purposeful in that, weren't you?
Yes, my motto is 2 to 102. That's my audience. The grandkids, parents, and kids can all sit together and watch. It's tough subject matter, but it's presented in a very family-friendly, gentle way. You know, we're facing a crisis here of seeing our largest land animal being exterminated. Not for food to feed the starving, but simply to fuel human greed. There's a message there about, you know, caring for the earth, caring for God's creations, caring for God's creatures. We simply don't have the right to take up arms and exterminate whole species of animals. It's simply not right. And, you know, Phoenix Wilder really, you know, does a job of teaching that value to young people and all audiences, really.
As we mentioned early on April the 16th, it's Save the Elephant Day. You have a passion for elephants and God's creation, I can tell, you know, just in the few moments we've been together and what you've been sharing with me, Richard. You know, let's get into that a little bit more, your heart towards God's creation and your passion for saving the elephant.
Well, you know, in 2014, Bill, I first went to South Africa and became aware firsthand of the elephant poaching crisis, what was happening there, seeing it on the ground. And on the same trip, I met this wonderful herd of elephants that were living on a reserve in South Africa in a place called Bella Bella. And I noticed they're very well trained and people could interact with them easily. And I wondered, you know, could a fictional narrative movie be made featuring these elephants that would teach the world about the elephant poaching crisis, not in a documentary form, a fictional narrative movie form? And so 3 years later, I was back at that property, film crew, and off we went.
Yeah, and here you are, and you find yourself working with these trained elephants. What was that like?
Well, fortunately for me, elephants are the most intelligent animals in the world. The things that I have seen and witnessed elephants do and how they think and how they interact is just amazing. They very, very closely mirror our own families. They live in extremely close family groups that are led by a senior female, the matriarch of the herd. They care for their young at a degree that would put many humans to shame. They're simply, I mean, I really pity a lion who so much as looks the wrong direction at a baby elephant. He will be quickly run off by the mother, the father, the aunts, the uncles, the grandparents, everybody. They're just beautifully well cared for. If a mother elephant happens to die, that baby elephant is routinely adopted by the rest of the herd and raised by the other elephants. One of the few animals in the animal kingdom that does this. They are very compassionate animals. They truly care for one another. They embody many characteristics that humans should follow. We should look at their society. We should learn from them. Not the other way around. They're just wonderful animals, and it's just tragic what we're doing to them. It really is.
Yeah, my observation of elephants, not to the level that yours has been, and I've had, compassion for what has been happening to elephants, and I'm like you. It just sickens me to think of the greed that has been extinguishing this grand elephant, and as you say, there's so much for us to learn and appreciate. From elephants and from all of God's creation, they all are part of the story if we only have ears and eyes to see and hear, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I can't agree with you more. And what's going to make this event unique on Monday night for your listeners is that typically you go to a Hollywood film and you're watching trailers and advertising and stuff before the movie. We're going to show all of your listeners on Monday night the special presentation on elephants before the movie rolls. From a worldwide well-known elephant expert. Families are going to get to see video from the really hysterical elephant birthday party. You haven't laughed until you've seen a baby elephant eating his birthday cake. Then you're going to watch the movie. After the movie, there's going to be two amazing interviews, one from Elizabeth Hurley, and then another interview from a world-famous conservationist, elephant conservationist. His name is Dr. Richard Leakey. People can Google him and see just what an incredible individual he is. And people are going to listen to a special message from him that's directed towards a young audience. He's getting up there now in years. He may not be with us much longer. So this is all part of Monday night's special screening that's running at 6 o'clock across the nation.
Well, that's great. And then you mentioned Elizabeth Hurley, who is in the movie as well and a fellow advocate. What was it like working with her? We've got about 30 seconds left here.
Elizabeth Hurley is the most wonderfully kind person you can possibly meet, one of the very few stars that actually puts her words into actions. You hear a lot of negativity about stars in the press. Elizabeth Hurley is not one of those people. She's absolutely a wonderful human being.
Richard Boddington, producer, director, and writer. We're looking forward to Monday night, one night only, April the 16th, Save the Elephant Day. Phoenix Wilder and the Great Elephant Adventure in theaters nationwide for this one night only, and we'll see you there. Richard Boddington, thank you so much for being with us. All the best to you.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Hunters, anglers, campers,